Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
1-2. And that fastball is Jordan Walker's final reckoning today as the Orioles seal the deal on their first three-game win streak of the season.
And the Orioles, the first. Here we are. Yesterday was May 26th, and it's the first three-game winning streak of the season for the Baltimore Orioles. Do we count? A streak doesn't begin until three games, right? Two games is not a streak. It's just in a row.
Yeah.
So three the official count for a streak?
Yeah, I'd say that's the minimum. Yeah, three.
Joe, you're smiling. Is three, or you think it takes more than three?
He's laughing at something else.
Okay, all right. I think three. I think it takes at least three. Three game winning streak. Especially when you win those three games in consecutive days, no days off. First person I want to ask you about is, what's your take on Jackson Holliday right now?
I think Jackson has turned it around where he looks like he belongs in the major leagues now. I think last year, my opinion, he did not. He looked like he was overwhelmed by major league pitching, and now he doesn't.
Batting .267 OPS of .743 and it's going up. He's batting leadoff currently. He was 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI and scored a run. And not only that, but he's starting to steal some bases as well. Still, bases be when you get on base. That's kind of the key. Yeah. Dylan Carlson also with a stolen base yesterday. Dylan Carlson went 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. Your thoughts on him?
Don't know yet. I mean, it's such a, you know, he's only got 34 at bats, so I don't really know what to think.
He's hot right now. And I was asked yesterday, someone said to me, well, man, what do you do with him when guys get back? You do what you're supposed to do. You thank him and tell him he served his role.
Yeah.
He's not your future. I mean, when Colton Cowser comes back, if everybody's healthy, hey, Dylan, you remember that stretch of 2 weeks you had for us that was pretty cool? Yeah, all right. See you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what you tell him.
I mean, that's realistic. I mean, you know, he may be good. I don't know.
Now
I can't really tell yet.
I may be completely and utterly out of my mind on this, but Sanchez, Hanley, which one would you rather have?
Oh, boy. Honestly, I probably would rather have Hanley.
Yeah, so I'm not completely out of my mind. So we both may be out of our minds.
Maybe. I don't know.
I just think he adds a little bit more behind the plate. I do.
Yeah.
I think he just adds a little bit more. I don't want either one of them long term, but if they're the stopgap gap for Baseo to come up, then I'd rather have him as the stopgap because he's more of a guy that looks like he's happy to be here.
He does. But I'd like to see Baseo.
Yeah, until that happens, I'd rather see Hanley than Perez. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sanchez, I'm sorry. 410-583-1057 is the number. Now, please, Ed, for the life of I can't explain what's going on with Charlie Morton. His arm slot looks a little bit different. His curveball looks ridiculous. And, you know, save a home run that he gave up yesterday, he would have, man, he looked almost masterful. 6 innings, 5 strikeouts. two walks, only 86 pitches.
You just find this whole thing with him just so maddening. I mean, he looks so awful. He looked like he was completely done. And then all of a sudden, he looks really good.
And he kept telling us he still has it.
He did say that,
and we thought, dude, what is wrong with you? You don't have it. Are you watching film? You watching the same film we're watching? And he kept saying, I still have it, minus the results. And I'm thinking, well, it's about the results, man.
Yeah. You know, since he's leading the team in strikeouts.
Yes.
I find it so funny.
Remember, he had like an 8-strikeout performance where he gave up 5 runs? It's like, I don't... Ed, I'm normally, seriously, at the end of the top of the fourth, when he walked off the mound, I folded my arms and sat back in my seat and said, nah, man, no. No. He gave up the 2 runs in the fifth, and I'm thinking he's going to unravel now. And he got himself back together, finishes the inning, and comes out and pitches a clean sixth.
Yeah. I don't know what to think. I mean, we don't really have much choice in the matter right now, so I'll take it. Because there's really nothing else. There's not much you can do. And Sagano continues to hold the staff together.
Yes, he does.
So
can't figure it out right now. 410-583-1057.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Benjamin in Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, good morning to y'all, fellas.
Good morning to you, man.
Show, as always. I wish Jeremy was here to defend it with me, but I'm not falling into that Charlie Morton trap. Not Charlie the Tuna, not Morton's Fisherman. Sorry, Charlie. I'm not falling for it.
Benjamin, I'm going to say this. I'm not falling into the trap either, but if he can give us a couple of good starts, then I'm going to take it.
Yeah, he played yesterday against a 4A team. I mean, I looked at each team every time we play a series. I don't see an Aaron Judge. I don't see an Ohtani. I don't see a Mookie Betts. I don't see a Freddie Freeman. And then the All-Star they got on their team, he's an aging veteran.
Hold on. Benjamin. Today, the Orioles are 19-34. The Cardinals are 30-24.
The Cardinals are,
what are you talking about?
Seriously.
What are you, they're 30-24, man. Yeah. They're 6 games over 500. What are you talking about, a 4A team?
They're a good team. But
they're not a 4. You said a 4A team. They're 30-24.
The people they had to face, even the guy Jordan Walker.
Here's the slugging percentages that they're facing. 390, 414, 463, 388. Those are the first 4 batters. Those are the first 4. What do you mean? Come
also,
on, dude.
Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball. And Ohtani may be the best player in baseball.
So until they beat the Yankees and the Dodgers, they're not legit. Dude, you lost credibility when you called them a 418 and they're 6 games over 500 after yesterday's
3
loss.
Games behind the Cubs.
Yeah, stop, man. Stop.
That ain't right.
Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to hear you sounds like you had a good vacation.
I did.
Sounds like Ed had a great weekend, so that's awesome. I just wanted to chime in. Man, what a difference a week makes.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They're doing a good job, you know. I was one of the ones that was ready to give it up for the season, and hey, they proved me wrong. And just on a side note, man, how about those Ladies of Liberty upsetting the number one seed?
Yeah, that was a big win. I did see that. Watched a lot of college softball when I was away. And I gave you the slugging. Let me give you the on-base percentages of the first five hitters for the Cardinals yesterday. 344, 343, 390, 325, 442.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 418.
I'm not even going to judge. That's silly to even discuss. I mean, the Cardinals are good. They're a good team. That's a 30-win team. You want to hear the other 30-win teams? It's the Cubs, the Phillies, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres. They're right there with all these teams that are, you know, the cream of the National League. So, come on.
Let's go to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, man, both Centrals is probably some of the toughest divisions in baseball, so I don't know what that guy's talking about, man. But let me ask you a question, man. Do you think that the general manager, man, you think his job is safe, man, or do you think at the end of the year, especially if the Orioles lose 100 games, he is fired?
I think you answered your question. Is he safe? The key is end of the year. Let's revisit this in September, and then I think we'll know the answer to that. If this team picks it up and turns it around, I think firing Brandon High was self-preservation, hoping that something would shake up. When you get rid of a guy in the clubhouse that's liked, it kind of sends a signal to people at times. But I think we don't know about the status of his job, Mike, until the end of the year. Still, a lot of baseball to be played.
Y'all guys have a good morning.
You too.
You too, man.
A lot of baseball to be played, man. We haven't gotten to June yet.
Correct.
There's still four full months of baseball to be played. That's a lot of time.
Again, you know, people get hung up on the moment. If this happened in July, you'd be like, oh, what's going on with this? Because it happens in April and May, people, you know, jumping out windows.
Yeah.
I brought this up the other day. Like, you know, today's, what's today, 27? The 29th of May last year, the Mets were 11 games under 500. They ended up making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens.
Not only making the playoffs, didn't they go to NLCS?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
They just make the playoffs. They were one series away from the World Series.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so it's again, 4 full months of baseball still to be played. So Elias's job being on the line, you're not getting rid of the general manager in the middle of the season. It's easier to get rid of the manager than the general manager in the middle of the season. I don't think right now, the answer to that question, to be determined.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.